This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The city of Denver is hiring the law firm of President Joe Biden's former White House counsel to defend themselves from a probe by congressional Republicans. Denver is one of four cities facing GOP scrutiny over their migrant sanctuary policies, including Boston, Chicago, and New York. And speaking of that national attention, the Edgett Lowry apartments that found themselves in the spotlight during the election last year were officially closed today by the city of Aurora. Police had linked crime at the buildings to the TDA gang, and a judge ordered their closure last month due to safety. 85 residents did get help relocating. Colorado pro skier Pete Kukov was aboard the Delta flight in Toronto that flipped upside down during a crash landing Monday. In an interview on the Today Show, he recalled how, within seconds of the wheels touching down, the plane was inverted.
I just remember being fully sideways, and I was looking down and just seeing like sparks and flames and whatever was grinding against the ground. And then we were just upside down hanging from our seatbelts.
All 80 people on board survived. It's still unclear what caused that plane to flip. Denver set a new record this morning for the coldest temperature ever recorded on this date, -7 degrees. The last time it got close was 2006 when temps hit -4. The chill continues through the work week with snow set to roll in tomorrow. The foothills could see 6 fresh inches before Friday. 2 are possible in the metro. You are listening to CPR News.